This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We've got a guest in the studio.
Well, I can tell you that this woman certainly is very good in concert.
Cabaret royalty.
Exactly. Multiple Helpman Award and Green Room Award winner.
Give it up and let somebody else have a go.
Yes.
Sarah Ward. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Now, first of all, do you know that Michael Dalton is very, very upset that you keep winning all of these cabaret awards and you're basically leaving nothing for anyone else?
Mind you, I haven't been nominated, so
no, exactly.
She's not really taking it from
Well, if she wasn't there, maybe you'd squeeze in a nomination.
Because you are obviously known as Sarah Ward,
yes.
But also as Yana Alana.
Yeah, a.k.a. Yana Alana.
Mm.
And you've got a massive gig coming up, which I just immediately I want to know about because you have to be blue for it.
I do. I'm wearing blue body paint. That's my costume. Some platforms, some glittery blue platform shoes. Some earrings.
Why?
And a wig.
Why blue body paint?
Well, blue represents nudity in a sense because, you know, the blue shows, stripping and...
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And depression.
Right.
Yes.
So, and the blue body paint because I wanted to put Yana in a position where she was extremely vulnerable and literally exposed.
Well, that's true.
I want to go a little bit back. Where were you when you thought, I would like to do a character and I'm going to call her Yana. And how did Yana come about?
I was performing at Drag Kings. I was in a hip-hop cabaret act called Sister She, and I wanted to sing a bit more, and I actually watched a Young Liberals documentary and I got really angry. That I wrote some angry poetry and I put it on stage as this character who took herself very seriously, and everyone laughed and laughed, and I thought, this is great, I'm going to do some singing now. Put together a show, and then I had Bite Me Harder in concert and Now Between the Cracks.
So you're basically saying that the Young Liberals inspired Yana Alana. That's fantastic.
I got angry.
Yeah.
If somebody's not in the know, if they don't know Yana, she is very, very forceful, isn't she?
She's pretty forceful, but she's becoming a little bit more vulnerable. And I think that's why this show is important in her development as a character, because she's becoming more three-dimensional. She's a bit more fragile than people realise.
Well, and as I think we mentioned a little while ago, just privately between the three of us, wearing blue body paint is not nude because you have paint on.
Absolutely.
But it is bloody well close to it, isn't it?
Well, you see
that is vulnerable.
Yeah, that's
vulnerable.
Everything.
That is bearing yourself.
You do see everything, and it's not but people move on from it in the first two songs. Mm-hmm. They don't take it in anymore. They just think, gee, that costume has a lot of movement.
Yes.
She moves, then the costume moves. Because I'm not a small person.
No.
No. And I think that makes it even more powerful, to be honest.
You're a womanly woman, you know.
I'm fat, let's face it.
You can do what you like. I don't look at you and think that. Do you know what I mean? You are a womanly woman. You have a womanly figure.
I have curves.
Yeah.
And the thing is, at the end of the day, I think it's important for people to see those curves.
But isn't that weird? Because I was going to say it's irrelevant, but it isn't irrelevant. It is what it is, you know, which I say a lot.
Mm.
You know, you've made the decision to do it naked or with blue paint on, and you're happy with it. Get used to it, you know, enjoy what I'm doing rather than focusing on my figure or whatever.
Exactly.
And you're right, I watched a show in Ballarat. And, you know.
Wow, you saw it there.
I adored it. I adored it.
Oh, that's special because there's hardly anyone in the audience. So that was really interesting.
I'm surprised you don't remember him being there then.
Well, they were nervous, the audience, because actually there's power in numbers. So
I wasn't.
I don't imagine that you see a blue naked woman often, but certainly not in Ballarat.
A giant smurf. No.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting too, Michael, because now I have, because I've had two two operations too. So now I've got these two big scars.
Right.
Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4 big scars on me now.
Did you get them for extra effect for the
show?
Yeah,
I want people to feel sorry for me.
Yeah, good on you.
No.
Each one's a group booking.
Exactly.
But that's part of it. That's even that makes me more vulnerable too, in a way. You know,
yes, of course.
That kind of thing is hidden away. You know,
do you? You must have to embrace them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't do it again.
That's right. Yeah, just accepting that's a part of me now.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, you've got a lovely long run with this, which is great, because I love that venue. 45 downstairs is amazing, isn't it?
I have 6 nights, so it's Tuesday through to Sunday. And then, as I was saying, I'm off to the Sydney Festival, which I'm so excited about. And then onwards to Perth and Adelaide, and then to 10 days on the island.
So, besides being a blue smurf in this show, between the cracks, what are people going to see when they come and see it?
Well, what I talk about is, I guess, stuff that was is personal to me, but I blow it up into this character. So it's about being dysfunctional and about your identity, searching for your identity. It's about sexuality and sensuality.
Mm-hmm.
I think something that you do really, really well is that you make us laugh, but you make us question as well. And to be able to make somebody question, you know, whatever it is that you're bringing up or you're talking about, but also not make it feel like, you know, we're going on that massively long.
You come away thinking about it.
You come away, you know, you're there thinking about it, you leave thinking about it, but you're laughing all the way bloody well through it. That's what you want.
Thank you, Michael. And that's exactly what I strive for, is I like to create subversive work. I like to create the kind of work where people laugh, and then when their mouths are open, I shove the politics in. And they don't have to walk away thinking about the politics. They can walk away laughing at the clown that Yana is, or thinking, wow, what a big ass, or they can be thinking anything
how
when they walk
scar?
Away.
That kind of thing. Like,
they really could be thinking anything after the show, and that's fine with me. But
you're live, you've got a belting voice. Have you got a bit of a band in there?
I've got a pianist, Louise Goh. Yep. She's fantastic.
Oh,
I fire her halfway through the show.
Yeah, now this young lady.
Long suffering.
Oh my word, she cops it.
I fire her.
How does she do it?
Well, yes, the poor audience member that has to come up and play piano for me suffers more.
Yeah, well, if there are any people out there here that can tingle the ivories, I think you should definitely get along and see the show. Because
you'll be up there.
Could be your big break.
Yeah, damn right.
Basically. It's called Yana Alana, Between the Cracks. Now, it is playing 45 Downstairs. Kicks off Tuesday, the 16th of December through to the 21st. What a great thing to do in the week leading up to Christmas.
Yeah, damn right. Oh,
gosh, if you can't tell your boss what you think of them, let Yana do it.
Yes.
It's a great breakup. Great breakup.
You can get your tickets at 45downstairs.com.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having
me. And have a lovely Christmas. We'll see you there. Mm-hmm. See you in blue. Ya.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.